I just think we kind of lacked our speed. First two games, we seemed to be on pucks and causing turnovers, and for whatever reason, we didn't have it. You have to give them some credit. They played a good game. We know they're a good team at home, and you know what, we'll put this one behind us, and we'll move on to game four.
You seemed out of sync, and maybe not too crisp either. Did it feel that way, too? Or?
Yeah, I think you have to give them some credit there. They were on pucks. They weren't allowing us clean exits, and you know, you're not going to play your best hockey every game, so we're still up 2-1 in the series. We're going to move on to game four.
You guys have done good jobs of getting over those waves of what you've gone through the season. Is this a time where you need to rally and get ready for Tuesday?
Yeah, it's only one game. It's I think we weren't going to go 16-1 in the playoffs. You're going to lose games. It's all about how you respond, and we've done a good job, like you said, of responding and finding our game for the next one. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to watch some tape tomorrow and see what we can do better, and then we're going to try and implement that for game four.
Lars, with how close the game was called in the opening period of the power plays for both sides, both teams kind of figure it out in the second and third, or how do you kind of assess the difference in not as many penalties?
We're not going to criticize the officials and critique them. That's that's their job. They're out there. They're going to call the game how they see it fit. So I don't know if there was any adjustments made.
Did you see the play that took Tyler out?
You know what, I think that's just an awkward play. Foligno just falls into him, and it's unfortunate. I don't think there was any intent to injure or anything like that there.